At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour, we welcome our resident political analyst who wears many hats. He is Lenny McAllister, fresh off his show yesterday, which, by the way, Lenny, I happened to be driving around. I was listening to a good chunk of your show.
Did it make you laugh or did it make you wreck?
Well, at that moment, you were talking about something we're going to talk about today, and that is the domestic story of the Epstein files. And I heard your opinions on that, and we could talk about that. Also, the president, as you know, making a deal with the EU, significant because that's 27 countries.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, England is no longer one of them.
Exactly. Brexit.
They already had a deal and then had announced a tariff deal with Japan last week.
Yes.
So the biggies left. China, of course, is the biggest. And then Canada and some of the other countries. But that was a big deal economically. We've seen stock market went up, boom, 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 because of the hint of it. Now, I imagine it'll follow suit today.
I think it will. I think the stock market will see some positive gains because a deal's in place. Now, people should be mindful of the fact that just because the stock market responds favorably does not mean it's going to be favorable for the American consumer. Again, you know, you look at the tariff rate on the EU. It's been reported that the tariff rate on the EU just last year, 12, 18 months ago, was about 1.2%. Now, it's avoided a 30% tariff, but it's going to be a 15% tariff. And it's been said time and time and time again, tariffs are passed to the consumer. So the American people are more or less going to be paying for this tariff, a tariff that in some instances seems like it's going to be anywhere from 7 to 10 times as much as it was just 12 to 18 months ago. Now, the stock market will go up because investors and businesses now, if they have a framework, they can plan how their spending will look. Therefore, they can move forward efficiently. But if they're moving forward with the understanding that they're going to pass these costs off to the American consumer, it's a win for businesses, but it may not be a win for working class families. So that's what we have to see moving forward.
That said, why would we be doing this then? What is the motivation if it doesn't help the average consumer? What is the motivation?
Because
I assume that's what it is supposed to do ultimately.
Donald Trump's base is not necessarily the American consumer. Donald Trump's base, the people that got him elected, particularly in 2016 and 2024, were in essence, the quintessential Pittsburgher. It's the person that is working class but was losing their jobs or losing manufacturing bases or things that were made in America that had been made overseas or over the border for the last 2 to 3 decades. The tariff is a greater strategy to try to bring some of these things back to the United States of America.
But
now,
that takes time.
It definitely takes time, and it's going to take some points of pain when it comes to what consumers have to go through while everything from manufacturing plants to, you know, the pharmaceutical processing plants come back to the United States in a way that we haven't seen in quite some time. That is more of the strategy than just, can I get lower cost, which is a risky shift. But let's just be fair, in a new world order where we can't count on China the way we would like to, and we still can't count on Russia, this might be a good geopolitical move. One of the things that's in that EU deal is there's supposedly a lot of investment in American energy. Now, what does that mean? When you have Russia and Ukraine still fighting, and you have much of Western Europe counting on Russian oil, if you can move that market away from Russian oil into another source where they can get their energy needs met, you weaken the Russian money mill where they can't print money as fast to go fight that war. That is a way of fighting that war without sending any type of ammunition or soldiers.
But 27 countries are in lockstep with this deal. And so that is significant. That said, as any president does whenever they travel, the first thing we saw was Donald Trump on his golf course in Scotland, making a putt, by the way, the first video I saw. And so people saying, oh, he's not working, he's golfing. But I think all the presidents golfed at some point, right? I don't know, Barack Obama golf?
Oh, did Barack Obama golf? Yes.
And we've seen Bill Clinton. Now they're dragging out videos of all the ex-presidents.
Well, Bill Clinton ran and then went to McDonald's and then ran some more. So, and you know, but to your point, it's one of those things where him being overseas and him golfing, he's trying to, one, get away from all the domestic stuff going on. And I know we're going to talk about the Epstein files. This was a very convenient political spin away from domestic issues. At the same exact time, if you're able to announce some of these deals before the August 1st deadline, that is a win. Now, again, announcing news makes him look like he's getting something done. Having tariffs higher than what they used to be, but lower than what you threatened, seems like a good negotiation. But the results may still be to be determined. It's much like the bill that was passed on July 4th. Those changes won't happen until after the midterm election. So yes, you got something done. People won't see the immediate impact of it. And it's to be seen as to what the overall impact is going to be. It's not going to happen tomorrow, and it's not going to even happen a year from now. It's going to happen much later. The same thing with some of these tariffs.
Why is that?
Well, it's political maneuvering. We all know this. If you can shift the results past an election, you can protect those that are on the ballot while at the same exact time saying you got something done. Now, again, if jobs come back to the United States, which the latest job numbers that we saw from last month show that manufacturing jobs went down. So some of these tariff moves have not worked quite yet. But again, as you mentioned, Larry, something like moving a manufacturing base back to the United States takes a lot longer than 90 days. So again, it's a long-term strategy. We'll see how it will all play out.
All right, domestically, the heat is still on. The Epstein files, nothing more than, I'm sure Donald Trump wants to not talk about it. He was asked about it overseas. He doesn't want to talk about it there. However, they sat down with this Maxwell woman, who was the co-conspirator with Jeffrey Epstein, who's no longer on the planet. Spent a day and a half talking to her about hundreds of names that were on those flight log lists about who visited the island. Bill Clinton visited apparently multiple times, and Donald Trump said he never visited the island. He did know Jeffrey Epstein. They had a, quote, falling out at some point. This isn't going to go away until when?
I think the more relevant question, I did bring this up yesterday as well, is when does it hit a point of irrelevancy for the people he cares about the most? Because this isn't going to go away. he can't run away from the scores of videos where he's literally walking beside Epstein. You can't walk away from the pictures that you've taken where you're photographed with Epstein. It's going to be hard to say you did not have a relationship with Epstein. And the more information that comes out, the more that tie is going to be shown. But this is also a guy that said, I can shoot somebody on Main Street and my supporters are still going to be there with me. He's gotten elected president after January 6, 2021. If people were going to stand behind him after January 6, 2021, how damaging are the findings of the Epstein files really going to be for Donald Trump in his base?
We'll have more with Lenny McAllister on the Big K Morning Show coming up. Thanks, Lenny.
Thank
Every
you.
Morning at this very moment.
Every morning.
To Myra Rush.
At 8:20.
Rushes in.
Yes.
Do you know Lenny McAllister?
I do.
Hey, Lenny.
I'm Sam.
I am the person that promotes her show on Sundays. Of course she knows who I am.
I know you, Lenny. Well, we go way back. We go way back. You know, when people say that, we go way back. No, you don't. We don't go way back.
You and I do.
We go way back. We go way back.
What's trending, yes. T?
The president in South Park. There's audio.
Uh-oh.
The viral feud continues.
So for those of you who might have missed it, season 27 of South Park premiered last night, and the show savagely came for Donald Trump. There was this bit of Donald Trump in bed with Satan. There were quips made about what Donald Trump is working with below the belt. There was a Jeffrey Epstein comment. The show also took aim at Paramount and CBS and the cancellation of Stephen Colbert's show. There was a lot of shade thrown, and now the White House is responding. The White House released a statement to Variety pointing out the left's hypocrisy, saying that the left has no authentic or original content, which is why the popularity of South Park continues to hit record lows. The White House said the show hasn't been relevant for over 20 years and is hanging on by a thread in a desperate attempt for attention. And then the statement goes on to talk about Donald Trump's accomplishments, saying that no fourth-rate show can derail President Trump's hot streak.
Well, is that necessary, though?
South Park is getting a lot of attention because of it.
Yeah, but they signed that $1.5 billion deal.
That's insane.
So it's insane, right? But is it?
With Paramount. That just paid a 60 Minutes payout.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just canceled Colbert. And
people are.
Do you think this is going to get canceled?
That was my next question. Do you think so? Is he going to? I mean, he can. Listen.
It's a terrible.
President,
now, ironically.
This came also after they approved a merger deal.
Yes, they did. It came out after the merger was approved. Ironically enough, Donald Trump has been fighting with Canada, and this is infamously the show that once had a song called Blame Canada, where literally the South Park kids were blaming Canada for everything. But is there a difference between a news reporting show and a show that is built on satire, where literally Kenny gets killed in every episode
right.
and magically comes back to life? This is going to be harder to kind of push back on other than a statement, which, again, you're the president of the United States. You know, they hung George Washington in effigy. Maybe just ignoring it is the best thing to do.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at with it. Like, I just don't know. I look at this and it's like, well, sometimes you shouldn't say anything.
You are a two-time president. Let it ride.
Yeah, let it ride. And just, you have something to say, Larry?
I was going to say, if he wouldn't have said anything, just let it roll, we wouldn't be taught. Nobody would be talking about
and
it.
And I wouldn't be trending. And it wouldn't be trending.
It wouldn't be trending.
That's for sure. So the Epstein files, I mean, people still on social media, that is something that just won't go away. And the president has gotten upset. He's in Scotland. Someone brings it up. A reporter asks.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Asked him about the Epstein story and the files, and he goes off. But I just think at this particular time, I mean, he has a lot of great things that are happening. Let's just focus on the good and allow all of that other nonsense and noise to just go away. Well, as the president, I don't think we should go down this road. To me it looks like you're hiding something if you're saying nothing.
The good news for his press department is they sent him overseas. The bad news is they still have cameras and microphones in Europe. So the moment you put him in front of either one of those things, he's going to still talk versus saying no comment or pivoting the question, which keeps this in the news cycle versus being a 24-hour thing and then going away.
And there was even talk about the potential of pardoning Maxwell.
Of Ghislaine Maxwell, yep.
Ghislaine.
How do you say her first name?
How you say Ghislaine?
Ghislaine.
No, it's not.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
Well, I'm not as eloquent as you, T. I'm a dude from Penn Hills. You're a lady
Maxwell.
That yes, you see, you got that savoir faire that I do not have.
But they talked. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall.
Tell
apparently, they
it.
Talked to her for a day and a half about the Epstein files and issues, and they apparently asked about all the names that were on the flight logs of people that visited Jeffrey Epstein or hung out with him on his private jet.
Do you think she gave direct answers? She's already in jail. She has nothing to gain except maybe a presidential pardon. So if she doesn't implicate the president and says nothing else aside from that, is that enough? I wonder how much they really got out of those conversations.
But it's also been proven that she doesn't tell the truth.
Yeah.
So why would we go and talk to someone who is known to not tell the truth?
20-year jail sentence. If there's a way for her to finagle answers to get herself out early or maybe completely commuted, why wouldn't she attempt to do that?
Why wouldn't she have done that already is the question that a lot of analysts are asking
because
as well.
Because she never had this opportunity. This was given to her on a silver platter.
And he didn't rule this out.
Oh, no. And that's the other thing that keeps this going in the news cycle as well, is the fact they asked him, would you consider pardoning her? And he said he would not rule it out, which, of course, not only lit his political opponents on fire with this, this also upset his base once again, which is part of the problem that Trump's having is the fact that his base is upset with him just as much as political opponents are upset with him.
Yeah, because we're dealing with something huge. We're dealing with rape and child sex trafficking and all kinds of stuff. This isn't just an issue that you would look at it and say, oh, this is going away tomorrow. We won't talk about it tomorrow. I mean, this is deep.
Well, there's a line.
Across the board with all the politicians.
Here's the other thing that gets lost in this. Donald Trump was elected to drain the swamp. There's nothing swampier than a bunch of rich elite men going to a private island to do something that they feel is above the law and then having the government cover it up. That is the essence of being swampy. And if he is tied into the swamp this much, it could be a game changer. I'm not saying it will be, but it's a different tone and tenor.
But also trying to change the narrative by suggesting that they try Barack Obama for treason.
Or
let's go back and
the
get
AI
Hillary
video
again. And let's go back and get
Beyonce.
It was Beyonce a part of all of this. He drags everybody every which way into
and
it.
It's were you ever on the Epstein Island?
Absolutely not.
That's the question.
A lot of
famous people are getting.
And that's what people want to know. People want to know, and it's only right that we do know who was there and why you were there and what happened while you were there.
That's what's trending, T.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
We continue our conversation with Lenny McAllister, our resident political analyst, but We're going to shift gears. We talked about the political issues of the day. Let's shift gears and talk about the Pittsburgh Walk of Fame, celebrating Southwestern Pennsylvanians who have left their mark on America. And this is the inaugural class.
Okay.
The ceremony isn't until October 20th, so it's going to be a little while. However, the first names featured have been determined, and I want to give people kind of a background of how they do this. The inductees were chosen through a process that began with nominations from the public. Then they had a list curated of those nominees sent to a selection committee of more than 100 leaders from colleges, universities, cultural institutions, news outlets, count me as one of them, historical societies, Chamber of Commerce. And this is from the 10-county Southwestern Pennsylvania region, okay?
How far back does this go? The history of the region or like the last 100 years?
As far as I know, it wasn't, and maybe I'm just forgetting, there wasn't a date cutoff.
This should be interesting. Okay.
So you want to know the names? Because Lenny has not seen the list yet.
I have not.
And then you'll find out why our boss, our brand manager, is so upset.
And can I put this caveat out here real quick? 5-second caveat. I am a history major from Davidson College. So history, if this has a historical tie, this will pique my interest even more.
So you know that those names, you know, the qualifications is really important. All right, you ready?
I am.
Let me look.
I'm going to start writing them down.
Okay. Number one, and these aren't in any order of number one to 10. Guitarist, singer, songwriter, George Benson. Good?
I got to see the whole list.
Okay.
He's on the list until somebody bumps him off the list.
Journalist Nellie Bly. Do you even know who Nellie
Yes.
Bly is? Industrialist and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie.
Why is he on the list? I'm being silly. Go ahead.
I think because he put up a bunch of libraries because he felt guilty at the end of his life.
For making so much money.
And environmentalist and writer Rachel Carson. She has her own bridge, her own trail.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball legend Roberto Clemente. Iconic actor Michael Keaton, who's had many, many terrific roles in film. Maybe the most fun was Batman. Children's television host and producer Fred Rogers. Medical researcher Dr. Jonas Salk, who solved polio. With the vaccine. Artist Andy Warhol, who made the Campbell's soup can famous. And playwright August Wilson. Ta-da! All 10 will have their names featured on large bronze stars that will be embedded in the sidewalk at the Strip District Terminal, which is located right there on Smallman Street. You know where it is, Lynn.
Yes.
And that's become like kind of the hot spot in the city. So what do you think?
I got two names that are on this list. The one is the one that caused all the angst, which was the Chief. Chief's not on the list. 4 Super Bowls, lovable loser, puts Pittsburgh on the map in a sports type of way that the Pirates never did, and the Penguins can only wish to do before the 1980s and Lemieux. So let's start there. The Chief's not on the list. I want to make a trade. I would like to trade, and maybe this doesn't count because he wasn't born in the city limits, but he's definitely identifiable with Western Pennsylvania. I'd like to trade Michael Keaton for Jimmy Stewart.
Huh? Is Indiana County in that 10-county
list? I would think that it should be.
And what about, let's see, Rachel Carson. I don't think anyone would have an argument with Roberto Clemente. George Benson. Maybe Andy Warhol?
Nah, Warhol stays. I think Jimmy Stewart for Keaton. I think the Chief has to go on here probably for Nellie Bly, and I would probably stay there for right now, even though one could make a case that you can put one more athlete on this because of the significance of Mean Joe Green for turning around the Steelers and the significance of Mario Lemieux for keeping the Penguins here. The Penguins don't even exist here if it's not for Lemieux. So does Lemieux, and I would even say more than Mean Joe Green, that Lemieux, because he kept the team in Pittsburgh, should find a way on this list. I understand they were trying to balance the list out, but sports is such a big part of this region. I think that people forget the joy that springtime hockey brought to this region since roughly 1987, 88, 89, when they were really getting good. That is literally covering two generations of Pittsburghers.
The ceremony will be October 20th, 10:30 at the terminal. Michael Keaton expected to appear to cut the ribbon. And
unless if he heard this broadcast where I booted him off the list for Jimmy Stewart, then he may not
Thanks
come.
For booting him off the list. All right. That's it. We'll have a final word with Lenny McAllister coming up.
The Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk. Hot, hot, hot. Three straight days of that, and humid too. Temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above historical averages and near record highs.
Yeah, you just shared this with me. Ron Smiley put out a tweet from KDKA-TV. Yeah, the summer seems hotter because it is hotter in the humidity levels.
This is a surprising stat.
Yeah, it is, actually. But the next 3 days, man, it's going to be smoking. Hydrate, please, for God's sake.
Now, it's Sunday's Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
I'm a Pirate for life. Wouldn't have it no other way. That was my family. Even though I didn't go on parade day, I love y'all.
Dave Parker II, son of the late Cobra, who read that poem written by his dad. And I think a lot of Pirates fans love to hear the part where a pirate for life.
And at PNC Park.
Skeens through six scoreless innings. What a magnificent pitcher. Pittsburgh celebrates Paul Skeens with a standing ovation.
And they won.
Yeah.
Which is big because a lot of times Paul Skeens has pitched really well.
To a no decision.
To a no decision. Right. So that's his last two outings. He's been able to get some wins. Fun to watch that guy play.
And here's the challenge now for the writers and broadcasters. You know, the superlatives, you're going to run out of them with Skeens, right?
Right.
Is he going to be one of the first Cy Young Award winners on a losing team, like a Steve Carlton from back in the day?
My goodness.
That's actually a great question. Lenny, you're a baseball guy. You're coaching. Your kids play. You know, there's something magical about how he makes major leaguers
look silly.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Paul. Coming up, a final word with Mr. McAllister next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tech shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.